Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Said, don't you know that I've got to go to school in the morning? Said, aren't you going to put me in bed and pray with me? And he looked at his watch, and it was about 11 o'clock somewhere in there. And he said, oh, my goodness, daughter. Said, you're supposed to be in bed. You're supposed to already be in bed. Said, yeah, we need to pray. So he got up and was going to take her into the bedroom, tuck her into bed, put her away and say prayers with her, you know. And he said, I'm going to come right back and pray with that continuous conversation with Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. But as he got up, the thought and idea hit him, well, let's just have Brother Hagin kneel down here with us and pray if he'd like to. Just think if he hadn't had that idea. Guess where the idea might have come from? Guess where it might have come from? It come from the Lord who was right there ready to talk to Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, Dad Hagin. And so he said, well, Doc, talking to Dad Hagin, he said, you just want to kneel down here with us to pray? And he said, I'll send her off to bed. And he said, then you and I can continue our conversation about the Word. He said, well, certainly. So he pulled his chair out and started to kneel down in the floor. And he said he didn't expect what was about to happen to him no more than he could expect at that time that he would be the next man to land on the moon. Well, I'm here to tell you, in 1950, there ain't nobody been to the moon. So ain't nobody landed on the moon, so he certainly couldn't expect that he's going to be the next man to land on the moon. He didn't have that kind of imagination. Now, Paul Walker, that my wife's granddaddy, and we called him Paul Walker, he's in heaven, he still believes. In heaven, I guess he found out they went. But while he was on this planet, he never did believe that nobody went to the moon. He said, oh, pshaw. They made that up in a TV studio. That's the way he had talked. Ain't nobody been to no moon. We ain't no way we could go that far out yonder somewhere. And he believed up to his dying breath that nobody ever went to the moon. I'm here to tell you, that's Paul Walker. When you get to heaven and see Paul, ask him, did he find out if they went to the moon or not? Because he went out of here believing in his mind that they did not go to the moon. Well, Dad Hagin couldn't believe that he was going to be the next man on the moon because he didn't have any idea about it. They didn't even have a spaceship or anything that could go, or a rocket that could get him to the moon in that day. He said, but as he knelt down, he said he knelt down in a cloud of God's glory. Thank God for the glory of God. I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. I could say I didn't know about other folks, but I know about you. You want the glory of God. Isn't that right? You want the power of God. But he knelt down in that kitchen floor. And what he did, he said he knelt down in like a white cloud. He said everything disappeared. The kitchen table disappeared. The floor disappeared. The chairs disappeared. Everything around him in the physical disappeared. And he was in a trance. In a trance, your physical senses are suspended. And you don't know at the moment that you have a physical body. And that's what happened. That don't mean he left his body, but he was in a trance. The Bible talks about Peter fell in a trance. And he had a vision. Remember that? Well, that's exactly in a trance. And there's three types of visions, and we don't have time to cover all those tonight. But he fell into a trance. Dad Hagin, he was not aware of his physical body or his physical surroundings. He was in a trance. And then he said he looked up to where the kitchen ceiling would be there in the kitchen. And, of course, it had disappeared. And there stood Jesus. And Jesus was standing there, and he said, I've come to teach you about devils, demons, and evil spirits and how to deal with him and how they will even get a hold of Christians if Christians allow them to. And so Jesus began to talk to Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin and share with him some information about some ministers that he didn't know. And he began to tell about an individual that had at once served God and had backslid and gotten away from God. And in the process of getting away from God, had gotten so far out away from him that finally this individual that had once been a minister of the gospel said, I don't want Jesus anymore. I don't want anything to do with Jesus, and rejected Jesus. And Brother Hagin said to this man, because it was a lady that done this, said to Jesus, why are you showing me this vision? He said, do you want me to cast the devil out of this lady? Because he had known the lady. Maybe I'll just tell you the story. Is that all right? Well, I hesitate to share the story because some of the things are pretty heavy, Revy. Because this lady spends eternity in the region of the damned. But she had once been a born-again, tongue-talking Christian. So I hesitate to share it. But it'll be good for us. Probably sober us up a little bit. If you're drunk when you came in, you'll be sober when you leave. I'll guarantee you. It'll sober you up. So anyway, what happened to this lady, let me just back up and recite the story so you can get the whole impact. But the lady that he was seeing in this vision, Jesus was telling him about this lady. He saw this lady in the vision while Jesus is standing there talking to him. Brother Hagin is having a vision and he's seeing this lady. He knew this lady because he had met her and met her husband who was a pastor at one time. All he had was a casual acquaintance in the sense I think he shook their hand maybe once or twice. Don't quote me on that, but once or twice. So he didn't know them. But he knew that the man was a pastor and this was a pastor's wife and that she had a beautiful voice and she was a beautiful lady. And in every big convention that they ever had in the group that he was hooked up with, which was back in that day, the Assemblies of God, that they would have this lady to come up and sing because she had just such a beautiful voice. He said when she walked down the aisle, she would just turn people's heads. She would just have that kind of charisma about her. And so he said in this vision, he knew, of course, now in this vision, that the pastor and this lady had been separated and she had went off with other men. And left the ministry and left the church and left the pastor and everything. And so as this is going on, Jesus is talking to him and reiterating and sharing with him what go on. He said, I'm going to show you how demons got a hold to this lady. And so as he's talking to him, he said, what happened is this lady, you know, had a beautiful voice and she could sing well. She looked real well, you know, and said this demon slid up beside her on her shoulder one day and said to her, said, you know, you've been cheated because you paid the price to serve the Lord and go to the church and live this lowly, sanctified lifestyle. Just think, with your beautiful voice and your looks, you could have went out in the world and had fame and fortune, money beyond your wildest dreams. Why would you let something like this happen? Why don't you just go out there? Jesus pointed out to him that this lady spoke up, realized it was a devil. Even though she didn't see it, she realized it's an evil spirit talking to her and said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Get out of here. And the spirit left. Well, over a period of time, the same spirit came back and he slid up on her shoulder again and started whispering in her ear. Said, you're a beautiful lady. You got a melodious voice. Oh, you could have had fame and fortune if you'd have went out in the world. But you chose to live this lowly, dedicated, consecrated, separated lifestyle for the Lord, and you've been cheated in life. Oh, you could have had so much if you hadn't have done what you're doing here. Again, the lady spoke up and realized it was an evil spirit. Said, I command you in Jesus' name to get out of here. And the spirit went off again, and it left. Sometime later, the same spirit came back, jumped up on her shoulder, and started whispering in her ear again the same words. Yes, you've been cheated. You could have had fame and fortune. You could have went out into the world, and you could have been wealthy. You could have been known all over the world. But look at you. You've been cheated by living this lowly, consecrated, separated lifestyle. Said, you've been cheated. And all of a sudden, she began to entertain them thoughts. Jesus said to Brother Hagin, he said, now, the reason she entertained them thoughts is because she liked to think that she was beautiful. She liked to think that she was missing the fame and the fortune out there. And yes, she could make it big time if she went out of the world. And so she began to meditate on these thoughts. And Jesus pointed out to him, Brother Hagin, at that time, the three stages of how the devil gets a hold to Christians even. Of course, certainly the devil dominates everybody that's unsaved. He already does that. Whether they're your loved ones or my loved ones, he dominates every one of them. But he was saying to Brother Hagin, as long as the spirit was outside of her head, just whispering to her, it's called oppression. She was oppressed by this spirit. It came and started oppressing her and talking to her, whispering thoughts in her ear. And she got to thinking. She got to meditating on them thoughts. She got to thinking, yeah, I have been cheated. And so she liked to think that way. And so that thing he saw, Brother Hagin, in this vision, the thought, this little black dot entered into this woman's mind. It's like she was transparent. And he said, now, Jesus said that black dot going in her mind represents that that evil spirit has now left outside of her and come inside of her, because that lady has opened up herself to it because she liked to think that way. And she said, now she's become obsessed with this way of thinking. So there's oppression. The second stage is obsession. And he said, now she's obsessed with this. And so she went on like this for a while. So she started kicking up some fuss and going around the house and around the church and talking about how she'd been cheated. To make a long story short, finally she got to the place that she left her husband, going out into the world to look for the fame and for the fortune. Of course, it could have been the husband losing the wife. So we don't want to knock the ladies, you understand. It could have been vice versa, because it has been opposite before many times. You know, we even know of cases I don't want to get into right now that I know of cases happen. So we're not knocking the ladies. But this happened to be particularly a lady in this vision. She went out in the world. She started sleeping with man after man, person after person. You know, and just going seeking his fame and fortune, never being satisfied, looking for this fame and fortune that the devil promised her. See, the devil always promises you something that is not true. It's always a trap that he sets. You know, even that rat trap that you set for Mickey Mouse. Remember that one? You know, it's not the real thing. He thinks he's going to get that piece of cheese. And the moment he steps up there and touches that little old lever, guess what happens? Whap! And you got you a rat on that trap, unless he's big enough to carry it off. Now, there's some rats up here in Pennsylvania that's big enough to carry the trap off. I mean, you have to have a cage to put that thing in. I guarantee you, some of you have probably seen some of them things. You know, you have to get a shotgun and shoot them. But anyway, that's what happens. And the enemy always sets the trap. He baits it up pretty and makes you think this is the way you need to go. That's the way he dominated me in my life that way for years, till I learned the truth about it. But this lady was this way. And then another pastor in this vision, Brother Hagin, saw another pastor that he knew had the Lord dealt with him to go find this lady. It wasn't the pastor's, wasn't the lady's husband, but it was a pastor friend of both her and her husband's when they were in the ministry together before she left her husband. So the Lord led this man to go and witness to this lady. So he found her at a hotel, laid up with a man in a hotel. He knocked on the door.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.